Silhouettes scored once with Get a Job. Another one-shot group, the Dan Lears, with One Summer Night, also contributed to the music of 1958.
One summer night, we fell in love. One summer night, I held you tight.
Church, whose voice made you wonder if Pretty Girls Everywhere was playing at the right speed, brings the rock chart sweep of the history of rock and roll into 1959.
Everywhere I go,
there's a pretty girl there.
I see a pretty girl.
Pretty, pretty, pretty girl.
Everywhere I go,
there's a pretty girl there.
I see a pretty girl.
Pretty, pretty, pretty girl.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. The singers were the coasters, but none of them really suffered much from poison ivy in 1959. Writers Lieber and Stoller review which coasters sang lead on their hits of the late 50s.
On leads, for example, like Searchin', that's Billy Guy. Then we ran for quite a while on duet leads, which was Carl Gardner and Billy Guy. The sound that's on Yakety Yak and Charlie Brown, Poison Ivy.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. Touch.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes to creeping around.
La 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 la.
The Kalin twins bordered both rock and roll and pop music in their big record from 59, a song called When.
When you smile at me, well, well, I know our love will always be. When I say, be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
When
documentary resumes with a record from a self-proclaimed doctor with a specialized practice.
The history of rock and roll.
Dr. Feelgood did what Bo Diddley had done a few years earlier, named himself for his first record.
You be riding up down the highway, lollygagging and carrying on. You know, you have to have some type of thing to keep up your morale, because in between gigs, running up and down the Jersey Turnpike and Ohio and Pennsylvania, you know, it's long stretches, you know.
The history of rock and roll talks with Bo Diddley.
So we have to have something to carry on, some type of foolishness. So everybody get in the car and they laugh and talk when we first start off, and then after about an hour, everybody goes to sleep except the driver, and you hope he don't go to sleep. So to make a long story short, so one day when we was in, I think it was Kansas City, Missouri, we decided to get together, me and Jerome, and we set up and we put these things together.
Bo Diddley was back in 1959 with Say Man, a musical dialogue straight out of vaudeville. The other voice is that of Jerome Green, at that time a maraca player for Bo Diddley's trio.
Say Man.
What's that, boy?
I want to tell you about your girlfriend.
What about my girl?
But you don't look strong enough to take your message.
I'm strong enough.
I might hurt your feelings.
My feelings are already hurt by being here with you. You was ruined, that's all.
Oh, you know something?
What?
You look like you've been whooped with an ugly stick.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with it, but I'll be the feeling right.
After 9 years of success, the Clovers began to lose their identity. In 1959, they sounded very much like the Coasters. The record is Love Potion No. 9. It was their last hit.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a hat on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of Love Potion No. 9.
The Everly Brothers continued strong through 1959. In an interview conducted during that period of their career, they described the recording methods.
On our sessions, we have no written arrangements at all. It's done more of a spontaneous thing by the musicians, and Phil and I, and Archie Blyer,
and whoever else wants to suggest something.
Whoever else wants to suggest something.
Rock and roll.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me.
I got stung by the sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling to hunger over me. It started in my eyes, crumpled up to my hands, polluted my heart.
love is gone, but I'm done. I got stung. Yeah, yeah, she had all.
Ritchie Valens looked as if he were headed toward the type of long-term stardom which the Everly Brothers and Elvis Presley have enjoyed. But the plane crash which killed Buddy Holly in the Big Bopper February 2nd, 1959, also ended the career of Ritchie Valens. History of rock and roll continues through 59 with another Ritchie Valens song, one of the few foreign language records to become a rock.
The history of rock and roll.
Of La Bamba, 1959, brought a rock and roll revival of a song from the 40s, Lavender Blue by Sammy Turner. Skyliners created a rich sound and featured a great lead singer. The combination resulted in several hits for the Pittsburgh group, among them This I Swear.
This I Swear.
Sharp came and went in 1959, leaving behind a distinctive memento, the stuttering story of Patty, whose real name was Linda Lou. Lloyd Price has appeared in earlier chapters of the history of rock and roll. 1959 was his best year. A song called I'm Gonna Get Married was one of the reasons. Love has been the dominant theme of all popular music, rock and roll, folk, country, rhythm and blues. Images become threadbare under the constant assault of songwriters who resort to fountains of love, mountains of love, chapels of love, looks of love, glories of love, and seas of love.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of
From Phil Phillips and the Sea of Love, the rockumentary floats further through the foamy brine of 59 with yet another saltwater song.
The history of rock and roll.
Sea Cruise by Frankie Ford was a perfect record for the slop, a poor little dance which somehow never earned its own hit. The Platters didn't get involved in any faddish tempos. They stuck to ballads and did them well, as they demonstrated in their 1959 revival of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
They asked me how I knew.
'59 was also the year of another big record for James Brown, whose first hit, Please, 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 was spotlighted earlier in the history of rock and roll. This is Try Me. The gentler sound of Jerry Wallace was also a part of the year 1959.
When I'm near you,
history of rock and roll.
From Duane Eddy's 40 Miles of Bad Road to a modified folk song about a barroom brawl, a million seller from 1959 is next on the history of...